Hoff Aleph Eov, Monday the 4th of June, Rabbi David Zahn. Are we modest?
The question we're asking this morning, as we've heard, is are we modest? But presumably, we would say, well, we don't boast, we don't show off, so we must be modest. That's what being modest is about. Not being as proud as a peacock, as they say. Being modest, not trying to project oneself. In fact, the Tanna says in Ovis, "Ma'od ma'od havishval ruach," an extraordinary lashon which is not used in any other place. One should be extremely sort of shval ruach. I don't know exactly how to translate it in English. Low spirited, keep it low profile, etc. And the Chofetz Chaim, in fact, asked the question, we don't find this by any other midah, ma'oid, ma'oid, have a bal chesed, ma'oid, ma'oid, whatever, ma'oid, ma'oid, what's ma'oid, you should be a shvar ruach, onof. Another is one midah, there are many midahs. Why is such a stress laid on being a shvar ruach? So the Chofetz Chaim says that, he says, someone is not a shvar ruach, projects himself, such a type of person normally looks for kavod. He said, kavod, is what is the hanor of kavod? What hanor? You can have there's a physical hanor, eating, drinking, etc., enjoyment. What's the hanor of kavod? Reb Dessler used to say, make latonis of kavod. He said, what's kavod? Someone gets up by a chasana, and he starts praising the bechotonim to mamish over, exaggerates over the top. So he knows it's not true. And the Mechutin knows it's not true. And the Mechutin knows that he knows it's not true. And he's still got Hanor. He still enjoys it. Why does he enjoy it? What's the Hanor? He said it's a ruchnistic Hanor. It's not physical. It's not intangible Hanor. So he says to Chofetz Chaim, a Hanor Gashmi, in a physical Hanor, that doesn't take away from one's Olam Haba too much. But a ruchnistic Hanor, that's the Hanor. That is a Hanor, which it's possible to take away from one's Hanor in Gan Eden. So ma'oid, ma'oid, I'm a shval ruach. You should be extremely shval ruach. The Chofetz Chaim said a moshel for this. Once the Chofetz Chaim was traveling to Moscow to raise funds. It's an old story, see. He was traveling to Moscow to raise funds. So he told his Tamidi he's going to arrive at such and such a time. And so they told him they want to arrange a Kabbalah spot for him. And so he said, no, make a fuss, don't tell him when I'm arriving. So he said, but why not? People want to give kavod. Why don't you let them? So he said, kavod is like kugel. So you make kugel for Shabbos. If you go to the kitchen on Erev Shabbos and have a piece of kugel, then there'll be nothing left for Shabbos. So kavod is kugel. If you have the vishetach b'Erev Shabbos, yoichol b'Shabbos. If you eat it all up on Erev Shabbos, there'll be nothing left for Shabbos. That's the Chofetz Chaim. So all in all, we would say that, yes, we are modest. Yeah, we would like to think that we are modest. However, this brings into sharp focus the words, everyone probably knows the words, the famous words of Rabbi Yosef at the end of Masechta Sota, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishemes Rebbe, Botel Anova V'Yirashet. When Rebbe was Nifta, the grace of Tana Rebbe, but there was no more modest people, he was the epitome of modesty, of Anova. Mishemes Rebbe, Botel Anova V'Yirashet. There was no one on the same level, no one could match up to him at all. So Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, "Loi tisne anova." Deikar no. What do you mean, bro? Then no, I'm very modest. Can't you see? I'm extremely modest. Loi tisne deikar no. I'm very modest. And Bemis the Mashal there asked the question. He says, "Ein derech hachachom nispoy." It's not the way of chachom. It stops. Say what they are. What's? He says, "I'm very modest." That doesn't sound a very modest thing to say. So the Mashal says that the Rav Yosef was trying to say. He's trying to say pshat of the Mishnah. He's not trying to project himself. The Mishnah said, "Mishemes bottle another." He's saying that is not correct. Not that I'm trying to project myself. I'm just trying to tell you that's not right. It's not correct. There are an ovim. I'm an olive, for example. Okay, but maybe we could look into it a bit deeper. Maybe we could see not a bit deeper. I don't mean a bit deeper than the Mashal. Maybe we could look into it and try a different mahalach to explain what did Rabbi Yosef mean. Chazal say. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Lamed Ches, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashva Shchina Shchinasai Ela Al Chacham Oshe Gibor Va'onav." For a person to be zeichet to nevuah, there are four qualifications. You have to be a chacham, you have to be a oshe, you have to be a gibor, and you have to be an onav. Clever, rich, strong, and humble and modest. Those are the four qualifications. So we can understand Chochma, to be a Chochma, wise person, for that is a qualification to be an Ov, you understand. An Onov as well, you have to have good middos. Bilam, we know, was a big Balgaiva. The Boshe made him into a Novi just so the Goyim shouldn't have any tainas, Rashi says in Parshat Balak. But why on earth is that a requirement? How can it be that being a Gibber and an Osher is a qualification for being a Novi? What's a Gibber and Osher got to do with it? So the Mepharshim explain the Ksav, the Kabbalah, other Sfarim explain, the Pshat is like this. Somebody who's weak and is poor and is not clever and he's an Onov, so this can grace a Chachma. Not a big Chachma, because what's he got to be proud about? Hagam, I would add, it's not so straightforward. I once heard from Shom Sharon, Zechon Livracha, he used to say that a story which may even have happened, I don't know, about two Dustbin men in Yerushalayim. So before the days of wheelie bins and when they put up with the machine, so what happened? You got two people on the wagon, and one fellow goes and schleps the bins, and he hands it up to the fellow on the top, and the fellow certainly pats it down. So who's got the more cushy job? The fellow at the top, he just stands there and puts it up. But the fellow who's running around the streets and bringing the bins, he's doing the donkey work. So they asked the fellow at the bottom running around, how do you feel about this? You've got all the hard work, and he's got the cushy job. He said, do you think I couldn't have that job at the top? I'm not looking for covered. I'll go on him. So I'm a bederech klal, someone who's not an osher, and not a gibor, and not a chacham, he hasn't got what to be, it's not a chachma to be an honor. It's not, it's ishka chachma. Samela, someone who is a gibor, and he is a osher, and he is a chacham, so he's got everything, he's successful, he's got everything going for him, and he's modest, that is a signature, that is a true onov. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashash chinosei ela al gibor chacham osher va'onov. This is what, and Bemis asked the Rashi last week, Sedra, when Eldad and Medad said the Nevuah, Moshe Meisei Yeshua Machnis, so Yeshua got very upset about it, and he said, Adoini Moshe Kaloyim. Kaloyim, get rid of them. So Rashi says, Chas v'Shalom, Yeshua wasn't proposing they should physically harm them. Kaloyim, Rashi says, Hatel aleim tzar ke tzibur, v'heim kolim aleim, give them a position in the community. Hatel aleim tzar ke tzibur, v'heim kolim aleim, and they'll... So what's that supposed to mean? You give them a position in the community, and what? And they'll get covered. So the Ksav Sofer says the Pshat, if you give them a position of responsibility, a position of honor, then that will challenge their. If they were zeichet to nevuah, it means they must have had a bit of another. But if you give them a position, then they have a nisoyim of the people will want them. They'll be in demand. They'll be covered. Maybe that will maybe challenge them in their bit of another, and they lose their ruach hakodesh. Kalai means destroy their. They will be zeichet to nevuah. This is what the Ksav Sofer writes. For Al Koponim, the Midas Ha'anava, the Nevuah which a person is, is only with all these, it needs to be an Onav. But what does it mean to be an Onav? How do we define Anivus? There's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Chulin, Rabbi Yochanan Rava, the same Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Godel Mashenema b'Moshe b'Aaron, Yosemi Mashenema b'Avram. What's written about Moshe b'Aaron is greater than what's written about Avram. Dilu b'Avram k'siv v'anoichi ofa v'eicha. Avram would have said, Ich bin gornish, anoichi ofa, I'm nothing, I'm dust and ashes. And Moshe and Aaron said, Nachnu mo, we're nothing, not even ashes, we're not even that. Anoichi ofa, we're nachnu mo. So it's a very difficult Gemara, because first of all, what's the difference between dust and ashes and nothing? They're both nothing. I mean, dust and, what can you do with dust and ashes? Nothing. So, and secondly, what do Chazal mean when they say Godol Mashenema b'Moshe Baran? Yes, are they trying to criticize Avraham Avinu? What are Chazal trying to say here? Now, the Parshat Ksav also, Ksav Sofer, a different place, says the Pshat is like this. As, what is the Midas for another? Person stands, Avraham Avinu stood by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and said, Anochi Ofa Va'efa, I am nothing, I am nothing. Fine. So he recognizes that whatever he has comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Fine. That's the Midas Hanover. Very good. But what did Moshe and Aaron say? Moshe and Aaron weren't speaking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They were speaking to Klal Yisrael. Nachnu Mo. Why are we are not better than you? What do you mean you're not better than Moshe and Aaron? Moshe is that don't have Nevi'im, Aaron is a Kohen Gadol. No, the answer is, if a person recognizes that what he has comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then in no way, in what way is he better than anybody else? If a person... whatever person has, whether it's Chachma, who made him a Chacham, whether he's successful, he's an Oshir, who made him an Oshir, whether he's a Gibber, who made him a Gibber, he didn't make himself. The Moshe helped him. That's the only thing a person can be proud of. That's his own achievement. Everything else is not his own achievement. So when Avraham Avinu was speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, "Anochi Afa Ve'efa." So when he spoke to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not a chokhmah to be honest to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, anochi afa ve'efa. Putting another into practice means that if I've internalized the message that whatever I have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore nachnu ma. Therefore, what do I have? Why am I better than anybody else? What makes me better? Because I'm cleverer. Who made me clever? The Ribbono gave everybody their koyches, and they have to work with the kelim that they have, and it doesn't make them personally better than anybody else. Is so, the Torah is not saying that Moshe and Aaron were better than Avram. That's not what the Chazal is saying. Chazal is saying, God al-Mashanema. If you were to try to pinpoint what, when Avram Avinu said, Anochi Afa Ve'efa, what do we see for Avram Avinu? You see it, a madreig, it's true. But we don't see it from this pasuk that he put it into practice. It doesn't mean he didn't, of course he did. But God al-Mashanema is written. What's written there, v'nachnumah, that brings out the totality, the full about the shleimus of Midas Hanover. The shleimus of Midas Hanover is when a person internalizes the message of Anochi Afa Ve'efa to the degree that now he can turn around and even if he's Moshe Rabbeinu, say, "Nachnumah, why should I be better than you?" Nachnumah. There's a story told. I heard it from my Rebbe, Chashu Lapin Zechayin Levracha. He said this story happened with the Bissal Salanta. I've seen it actually printed, it happened with Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz, but it happened, whoever happened with the story is a story, whoever the characters of the story were. He said, the Bissal Salanta used to travel around, giving droshev, etc., being machazik, and he once came to a place for Yom Kippur. So he came, Erev Yom Kippur, comes into Shul, before Kol Nidre, and he goes to Mizrach, but they put him in Mizrach, and when he comes to Mizrach, he sees there's somebody there with his talis on already, kittel on, with talis over his head, saying Tzvila Zaka, with Dveikos, and Eichel off of Eifa, and he's being Mizvadeh, saying Vidoy, and he's Mamisha. He's very impressed, very bespoiled from the Dveikos of the seed, how he's saying Tzvila Zaka. The next morning, came to the Shacharis Kriyas HaTorah, so Rabbi Saul, being the God Ladoir, who was received Shlishi, and the Yid, who was standing in Mizrach, received Revi. Afterwards he sees, the Yid goes over to the Gabba, and he says, Chutzpah, so I'm a Kavua, I'm fixed here, and you give this visitor, you give him Shlishi, that's my Aliyah, why are you giving it away to him? So, that's what he said. So it was a bit of a rumpus, so Rabbi Saul heard, and he goes over to this Yid, and he says, Rabbi Yid, said, yesterday, you said, Anochi Afa Ve'efa. So what are you complaining of? He said, you're nothing. No, if you're nothing, why you want a Shlishi? Said to him. So he turned round to him and said, when I said that, I was talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I wasn't talking to you. So, if you were to analyze that, what's the nekuda here? Because the way a person is, being Odom Lechaveiro, that's how he is, being Odom Lechaveiro. There's no dichotomy. You can't say, look, I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm an Odom. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You? I don't have to be an Odom. Because if you're an Odom, if you understand the Middle of Anova is that everything which one has is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then in no way are you better than anybody else. Alis, as we said, Alis Hal Chocha B'Chocha Masai, Alis Hal Gibel B'Gvurasa, Alis Hal Asha B'Ashrei. It's a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam, which needs to be appreciated. And therefore, you're no better than anybody else. Therefore, it follows that the middah of anova does not require a person to deny their minus. A person is not meant to say, "Well, what? Who am I? I'm nothing. I'm not." A person has minus. They're matonis from the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person has to appreciate these and use these minus and develop these minus, because if he was given these milas, they were given for him as a way of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, whether if he's got chochma to use that way, ashiras, gevurah, whatever it should be, it's got to be put into practice. They weren't given to him for nothing. Therefore, an onov is not someone that denies his milas. It's someone who appreciates and is thankful for his ma'at and uses it, but at the same time realizes it doesn't make him better than anybody else. There is Ma'aseh Tzedakah of Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega was the Rosh Kol B'nei Agoila, he was a Mor de Kol Talmud, the Gaon, the Geis Gaon Rebbe Kivega, and he received shailos from all over. People wrote him, Rabbonim, and he once received a letter from a Rav in a shtetl in a small town nearby, and he read the Rav was a normal Rav, and so he answered. When in his answer, he wrote a whole flowery title for this Rav. This Rav was Rav, but it was no way matched to Rebbe Kivega, and the Rav was very embarrassed that he should write such flowery titles. You know, he felt he didn't deserve these titles, and he felt that Rebbe Kivega knew they didn't deserve these titles, and why is he giving these titles? He's making fun of him. He's like you say, he got rather upset. So he wrote to Rebbe Kivega, and he said, why are you writing me these titles? I don't deserve this. It's not me. Well, why? So Rebbe Kivega is reported to have answered, "What's the problem? This is what they write to me as well." So the Chaznish said about this, Chaznish said he does not believe the story. The story cannot be true. Because do you think Rebbe Kivega did not know who he was? Do you think Rebbe Kivega didn't know who was the God of Lado? Did he not know that he you kalater kula, etc.? Of course he knew. So it's not Rebbe Kivega, so there was not the Chaznish. Therefore the story can't be true. Because another does not require a person to deny their milas. I don't know, the person has to reckon, but that doesn't make me any better than anybody else. Because, as we said, if a person, there's no dichotomy between Om Lamok and Om Lachaveroi. If a person recognizes a Lachi Ofa Ve'efa, then it means I'm not better than anybody else. Despite, the Bershon chose me to give this milas, the Bershon guys, everyone gets what they need for their Aveda, and their reward will be the same in their level. And the proof of this is, that how a person is that's how he's b'dom l'mokim, is the Gemara in the Shabbos. Because the Gemara says in the Shabbos, a famous Gemara, a goy came to Hillel, and he said, Gaireini al-manos shetlabdeini kola teyukula kshani oimad regalachas. Famous Gemara, they came, he wants him to be a guy, he should teach him all the Torah when he's standing on one leg. So Shammai would, dochvei ba'amas habinish habiyodoi, Shammai, that wouldn't mean regalachas, it's not you're making fun, pushed him away. Hillel, what was the goy asking? He was saying, give me one message through which, of course the Torah's got tayag mitzvahs, give me one way, one message through which I can come to kol ha'Torah kula. So what is, Hillel said the famous words, my desoni aloch, lechavroch loisavid, zui kol ha'Torah kula, v'nach birushu. Don't do to others what you don't like being done to yourself. Zui kol ha'Torah kula. Dos. That's the whole, zui kol ha'Torah, whatever else is, everything else is just a pshat, edach pirushu, zil gemar, go and learn. So of course, everyone asks the question, my desoni aloch, lechavroch loisavid, is mitzvahs ben odom lechaveroi. Fine, be kind, be good, be gibtzdoka, be considerate, etc. How can one say that in fulfillment of my desod aloch lechavroch loisavid, that also includes, how does that include the mitzvah of shatnas or the mitzvah of macharas asuris, etc.? What's it got to do? So Rashi already says, Rashi, Bemis of not. Rashi says, because it says, V'hafta l'reecha k'moicha, that's the source of this din, and reecha is also referring to the Bnei Yisrael. So, Hillel didn't mean just to be, by the fellow chavroch l'savid, it means also, don't do what the Bnei Yisrael doesn't want either. Okay. But maybe we could say, maybe that's what Rashi means. The plat is like this, that, my desani aloch lech, don't do to others what you don't like being done to yourself. Which means, that if you don't like a certain thing, you don't like whatever it may be, then don't do it to others. I mean, why would I want to do something which others don't like? Because I need it to be done. A person is a self-centered person, and he wants to, he needs something, he needs whatever it should be, but it'll affect other people. But so what he has to do is he has to be mevater from himself and say, you wouldn't like them to do something which you don't like, so no, you don't do it to others. It needs him to be mevater. It needs him to say, okay, I will not fulfill my rots, and I will not do what I want. I will bend myself to others. Others don't like it. I wouldn't really like it, but I'm prepared to be mevater. Zui kol ha'Torah kula. Because if a person is not prepared, is not able to bend his will and be mevater his rotsen, then how does he expect to be kind Tariq mitzvahs? All Tariq mitzvahs, you've got to bend your rosh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to do this, you have to do that. So it might conflict sometimes with what a person Be'etzim would want to do, but you can't do it because the Torah doesn't allow it. So my Dasani Allah, therefore, in order for a person to mekabel the Torah, what a person has to be able to do is to be mevatel. Of course, batel ritzoydecha b'day ritzoyna, k'day shavak b'tzeydecha b'tzeydecha. A person has to be, of course, at the end of the day, it should be that I want to do it. I shouldn't have this conflict. But obviously, at the beginning, at the outset, what needs to be done is one has to bend one's will to what Rabbeinu Shalom wants. If you can't, to the training ground for Bein Adam L'Mokom is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. How does one know if one is able to fulfill the Torah the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wants? If one can bend one's will to somebody else, you know, I can be bevata from what I want for other people, then you have this middle of being able to bend one's will, of not being self-centered, egocentric, and doing what I want. Then you can make kabbal the Torah. Zui kala Torah kula. That's the answer to Torah. Zui kala. If you can't bend your will to others, you can't become a ger. That's what Hillel was telling him. So you see that Bein Adam L'Chaveir and L'Mokom are interlinked. They're one and the same. And that's what we're saying, that the middle of Anova, of Anoichi, of Ve'efer, is the spin-off from that, the Tetzav, the consequence has to be Nachnu Ma. Godel Mashenema B'Moshe Va'ar, Yosef Mashenema B'Avram. Not that Avram didn't have this middle. Of course Avram had this middle, but that's not what's written here. When he said Anoichi, of Ve'efer, there it's not, it doesn't say it there. But when Moshe Rabbeinu said Nachnu Ma, Moshe Aaron, there we see the Shleimus of the middle of Anova. So if so, it comes out when Rabbi Yosef said Lutisne Anova Deika Ano. When Rabbi Yosef says I am an Onov, and the Mashal asks the question, how can he boast even Onov? That's Ein V'Derech HaChachom L'Spoil. The answer is no. He's not boasting. It's not a contradiction to Anivus. What is an Onov? An Onov is someone who recognizes that whatever he has is not his own. It's a matana from Hashem, from the Bnei Shalom. Alishal Chacham B'Chachmasay Yatzer Gimel B'Gurasa Asher B'Ashrei. So Rabbi Yosef says the Mishnah said Mishemeis Rabbi Bottle Anov of Yiraschet. So you know, that means that there's no one who appreciates it all to the, fully, totally, that their minus comes to the Bnei Shalom. But he said, no, I appreciate whatever happens to the Bnei Shalom. That is Anivus. Anivus doesn't say one should deny anything. He said, I recognize whatever I have is from the Bnei Shalom. Lotis al-Abdik al-Nah. Lefi zeh, I understood Rashi in last week's Sedra. Everyone, obviously, where we're coming from. So Rashi says there, Onav Ma'od, Rashi says, Shuffle, low spirited, the Savlon, and patient. Now, the question is that Rashi is not an art scroll. Rashi is not a translation service. It's not a translation service. I mean, Rashi doesn't translate words. You're meant to know the translation before you start Rashi. Rashi comes to explain. Now, he's always say Rashi is not an information bureau. When there's a question on the pasuk, Rashi's coming to answer. So Rashi, you have to work out what did Rashi have difficult? What was Rashi's problem here? So I would suggest that Rashi's got two problems on this pasuk. What was the story? Batadabe Miriam ba'aron ba'moshe. He spoke about him. They said, why did he separate from his wife? He's a Navi, we're also Naviim. So they said, we're also Naviim. And the Rambam writes, what was the Lashon Hara about that? They underestimated the Nevuah of Moshe. They didn't realize that he was a totally different level of a Nevuah. That a normal Navi is only has and he could speak to Moshe whenever he wanted. Imdu be'eshlah is a completely different level of a nevuah. He had to be ready. Rashi said he had to be ready any time to speak to the Moshe. That's why atopoy amoydi modi Rashi. That's why he had to be ready always for nevuah. And it's interesting actually, as an aside, as we know the. One of them is Zach Hashem Hashem Miriam. What we know, Lashon Hara, comes from this parasha. Yeah. And what was the Lashon Hara? What did they say already? They didn't say anything bad. They talked about was Moshe Rabbeinu, his level of nevuah. They underestimated, they misjudged his level of nevuah. And that's called Lashon Hara, of which she got 7 days saras. It's Noya Vayim, I think. It's Noya Vayim. She didn't mean bad either. She's the older sister. She meant it's good. You know, she thought, no, this is not right. But Al Kaparim, that was what they said. Then it says, so the question presents itself, if that's the case, that Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah was so different so much greater than every other Navi, how come he didn't realize this? I mean, it's an obvious thing. You can see that Moshe Rabbeinu, he speaks to Moshe whenever he wants. You might have in the middle got a call in the middle of the day. Sorry, Moshe wants me, I have to come. You know, whatever. How come they didn't realize? Ish Moshe Anov Ma'od Shafal. You couldn't see in the way he behaved in any way that he felt himself any more than him. Someone who has a sense of self-importance, you know, they make themselves important. And you realize that they make themselves important. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, in no way intimated that he was any more than them. They didn't, after the Ad Kedei Kach, that his own brothers did never realize. They misunderstood him. Because he understood the matana of Nevuah, the matana from the Bnei Shleilim. And therefore, he's not, Nachnu Mo, why am I better than you? Therefore, by his actions, he didn't show in any way that he felt himself to be any more than them. That's Shofel. So Rashi's coming to answer this question, how come they didn't realize? The second question which Rashi had is, the Pasuk says, Vayomu harak ach b'moshe dibir Hashem alo gambono dibir vayishma Hashem, then it's next one vayish Moshe. So the Rabban brings Hashem the Sifri. The Sifri says that you can also read the pasuk like this. Put it together. They said, "Vayomu ach b'Moshe harakach Moshe dibur Hashem alo gambol dibur ishma Hashem bo ish Moshe." Moshe also heard. He overheard or heard them talk, discussing him, and he heard it himself. So the question is that if he heard himself, why did he go over to them and say, "My dear brother and sister, I appreciate that your criticism, but you should know that I'm not the same as you. I'm a different level of knowing." No, if I hear somebody saying something about me which is not true, I jolly well go and put things right. You know, that's not Gaiva. That's just setting the record straight. It's not true. No, Avdem's of Rashi is a Savlan. You know why I didn't go? Because he's a Savlan. What do I lose by it? It's like, for example, if I think that I've achieved myself, I think I'm very strong and I can pick up a 10-ton weight. And someone says, I can only pick up a 5-ton weight. So you see, you're diminishing my mile. What I see is my mile. It's my mile. I can pick up much more than that. So I get offended. But if I realize that I didn't do anything to be able to do this, it's a bonus you gave it to me, then I will not get offended if you say anything about me. Because it's like saying, if I were £1 million on the lottery and someone said you won £10,000, so I'm not going to get offended. They say, you made a mistake. I didn't do anything. I bought a lottery ticket. I happened to win. If it's something which I look at as mine, then I get offended. But he was a Savlan. To be a Savlan, you have to appreciate that whatever milas you have are not yours, and therefore you don't get offended by it. That's what Vayishma Hashem or Ish Moshe. Moshe heard, and so that's what Rashi come to explain. He was a Shofel, that's why they didn't realize that he was more than them, and he was a Savlan, they didn't react. And that's what it takes, not to have to react. Al Koponim, now we understand why the Pasuk Shleima Melech says in Mishlei Ve'ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. The Anova, as the Ramban writes, is Midah Tova Mikol Amid. It's the best, it's the most important Midah, because it's an all-encompassing Midah. It encompasses Ben Lechaveir, it encompasses Ben Lemokim, is Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. And when Rabbi Yosef said Artis Anova Deka No, he was saying, I appreciate that my mile is a mile, and that's not a contradiction to Anova. We should be zoicha to be able to fulfill this and the kindness, and they should be able to say about us.